This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last night, Lil Wayne performed at the MTV Video Music Awards to promote his new album. It's out this week after being delayed repeatedly. Despite the wait, the rapper's fan base has only grown, thanks in part to his digital strategy. Nishat Kurwa has this profile of the high-tech mind behind Lil Wayne.
In some ways, Mazi Kazaruni is your typical tech startup prodigy. He left high school at age 17 to work for a live video streaming platform called Ustream.
Ustream gave me a very interesting perspective, because when you see how many viewers somebody can get on a live video stream, you can really understand how connected they are to their fans, how many they have, you know, like how much they love them, because it's a lot harder to get 10,000 people to watch you at the same time than it is to get 10,000 views on a YouTube video.
He set out to lure big-name rappers like Lil Wayne into using the site to reach their fans.
Shout out to Mazi.
Then Kazaruni took up a little side hustle, working as Lil Wayne's digital consultant, helping grow the rapper's presence on social media platforms beyond Ustream.
He had a million fans sitting on his page, and no one had access to it. No one even really knew what Facebook was on his team. And I had to argue with them for like a month to give me the information I needed to get them the access.
He multiplied the number of fans on the page to 30 million in a little over a year.
Now there's a lot of attention being paid to what's going on online.
I heard entrepreneurial spirit being thrown around a lot as a phrase. I didn't really see an illustration of what that meant until I met Mazi. He has it.
Joanna Dorfman is the site editor at Ustream.tv, the startup that gave Kazaruni his first job. Kazaruni built buzz for the site by pursuing all kinds of celebrities, from bloggers to musicians, as some of its first users. He pumped up their live broadcasts on Ustream's Twitter feed. He'd slip into their chat rooms and offer tech support when they hit a glitch.
Oh, it's Mazi, Mazi's in the house.
You might not expect rappers to swoon over someone like Kazaruni, a baby-faced Persian American from Orange County who didn't grow up listening to rap. But in videos posted to their Ustream channels, popular rappers like Wiz Khalifa and Lil Bow Wow sing Kazaruni's praises.
From Ustream is in this room right now. He's gonna watch me eat this cup of noodles.
Mazi, man, you're like the Ustream Jesus, man. You just come out of nowhere and just come help every celebrity on their Ustream.
Arguably, the celebrity he's helped the most is his client Lil Wayne. As the Facebook page manager, Kazaruni strategically reposts Lil Wayne's Twitter commentary and also posts announcements about the rapper's whereabouts.
While he was in jail, we had an address so people could send him letters, and he'd write back letters to a bunch of these people. I would post all that stuff on Facebook, and we just kept everybody engaged throughout the whole process.
That active engagement proves those 30 million fans aren't idly watching the page, and this means the page is ripe for merchandising. Few of those posts contain product mentions, but the ones that do are moneymakers.
I do everything the management needs to make sure we're selling his products without bothering the fans.
Wayne's summer tour is promoted on his wall mostly by name-checking cities. A shout-out, say, to Atlanta, can inspire some 7,000 comments. Wayne also hawks a brand of Vanity cigars, and when Kazaruni occasionally posts about them on the page, local markets sell out. He even won the page a Guinness World Record, the most likes on a post in 24 hours. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kurwa.
Nishat Kurwa reports for TurnstileNews.com, a project of Youth Radio.